This is the Funny Mummies podcast, the podcast for people that hate parenting podcasts. I'm Hattie Ashdown, comedian, writer, actress and mother to two very lively boys. Each show, I'm joined by funny mummies from the world of comedy, arts and anyone who can help us in this crazy world of parenting. So settle in as we find the funny side of parenting and being bloody great women. Hello, you're listening to the Funny Mummies for the Other Woman Show on Soho Radio. So, hello, my lovely listeners. I really do hope you're doing okay. I'd like to take this moment to thank everyone for listening to our series over the UK lockdown period. But now, as we peek our heads out of hibernation, and while we're not sure if we have to go back in, let's just try and get on with business in whatever new form that takes. I, today, and that's what it matters, am feeling pretty good just living my mantra, of worrying about the next 20 minutes. A little bit of yoga here and there, and at least there will be wine tonight. But let's all be honest, one big thing from the beginning of lockdown was being physical. We were sort of encouraged and pushed to do Joe Wicks, go for your one walk a day. But what about the kids? Have they missed out on the competitive side? With the school sports day not happening this year because of the pandemic, did you give a sigh of relief that you didn't have to watch your child struggle at relay? Would it bring back bad memories of your own struggles? And in the grand scheme of things, does it really matter? So today we're talking about physical activities, the pain and the gain. So I'm going to welcome my guest today. Still on Zoom. We're still on Zoom. We're not back in the studio just yet. First up, she's been on the road to discovery lately in her personal work life. But no better discovery has been that of wearing Crocs to let in the hot workman to signal, finding out that was not the signal that she's ready to mingle. She's the cream to my tart, the buckle to my belt, the Gale to my Oprah. It's Gemma Beagley.
Hello.
She's there.
From lockdown.
We'll find out more about the Crocs later. And one of our regular faves, we're all dying to find out how she's been surviving the pandemic. It's actress and writer. Credits, as you all know, because you would have heard her on here before, but I'll just remind you, it's Motherland, Miranda, Catastrophe, The Hustle, I was going to say The Hassle then, team captain on the award-winning podcast, Do the Right Thing. And she has new bangs, but she does not have them out on this Zoom call. It's Margaret Caborn-Smith.
Hiya. Well, can I tell you, because the bangs, fringe. British readers, I bought a clip-in fringe.
Oh!
Yes. That's what that was in those photos. But obviously, I didn't want to go into it too much because I know it feels like I'm wearing a wig when
it's
I'm.
It's a weave. It is a weave.
Oh, you're wearing a wig. As Gemma was saying.
Yeah. It's going to bring me work and good fortune. It is. It's a bit like, like some sort of, crystal or something. It's my version of bringing myself.
It's a lucky wig.
What? Lockdown's done nothing for my mental health, obviously.
Love it. And what sort of character? I mean, if the agent rings up and says, look, you know, she's a busy about town mum.
No, I think...
Right, this is the time to get the wrinkles on wig
my
out. Head.
If they want mum, then I'll do the wrinkles on my forehead. If they want cute and kooky housekeeper...
Nanny?
Yeah, that's who I am. You see how
do
you...
Do you do windows? Here we are, back on cleaners again,
Hattie. Gemma, we just should do a podcast called Cleaner Chat, because we're just talking about cleaners. Yes, I do. Yeah, I do have a fringe, and I've had a fringe since I was like... Oh, my God, since... I can't even remember not having one. I got it originally by accident. Here's the story.
What do you mean somebody tripped and cut it into your hair?
It was a bit like that. I feel like we might have had this conversation. I was playing hairdressers at school, as you do, and I got a comb and I wrapped it around because I thought I was being like my bigger sister playing with tongs. cut to coming out of school, and I came out of school crying with a hairbrush stuck in my hair. Came home, my sister was like, oh god, she's picking me up from school. That's how much older she was than me. And so she had to take him and cut it out. So then I just had this tiny little she had to cut a lot.
I once tried to trim my eyebrows. I mean, I think I was 12, and I cut proper stripes into them, like proper vanilla ice. And I didn't have a fringe to cover it. It's absolutely mortifying.
Why were you cutting your eyebrows? What, like, surely they weren't that long.
Oh, I wish I could show you. I mean, I'm proper Dennis Healy, even age.
I was about to say Dennis Healy.
Roy Hatsley, yeah.
Well,
I don't know about plucking, you know.
I forgot too, because we always start with this now, just to get in the right frame of mind. But let's start with it now. So we have
let's
a new
do it. Come on.
Five quick fire rounds. One choice round. You have five questions. No hesitation, Margaret. Caborn Smith.
Yes.
Number one, homeschooling or teething?
Oh, my God. Teething.
Yeah. Okay.
Zoom. But that's mainly because it was a lot longer ago.
So. Yeah, but I'm with you. I hate homeschooling. A Zoom video call or phone call?
Phone call. I don't want to look at myself.
That's I've been having this discussion this week.
I like seeing you guys. I don't want to look at my shiny face. Sick of it.
I know. We'll get to that in a minute. Joe Wicks or Netflix?
Netflix. Yeah. So I love him, but...
We all love a bit Joe Wicks. Lockdown schedules or feral life?
Oh, we've gone feral.
Yes.
It's over.
This is an odd one for me. Last chocolate in the house, which is the kids, do you eat it or not?
Yes.
Yes.
Good. Yeah, 100%.
Margaret, how the bloody hell has your lockdown been? Apart from buying weird wigs.
Yeah, apart from going mental and buying two wigs.
Would you say you're in the category of, I mean, I know some people have absolutely come out of it a bit like, do you know what? I've quite loved it.
No.
And then there's people that have horrendous time.
I'm too sociable to say that. But having said that, it's just, I think it's massively varied. And they're on, and it's probably almost every other day. And I'll have one day where I think, do you know what? I think I've got the hang of this. I'm all right. I'm appreciating, you know, what I've got and getting some stuff done. And then the next day I'll feel entirely insane and like I'm going to kill my neighbours or, you know.
Don't kill the neighbours. They're the only people next door.
Well, yeah.
They're keeping me mad.
Well, they seem to think that that having a bin full of, like, chips and chicken and stuff is a bin. That's not... It's open as well. It hasn't even got a lid.
Come on. It.
Come on.
Come on. But no,
you're a food bin area, Margaret? Are you a food bin in your borough?
Yes, we do have a food bin.
So it's completely unnecessary for this to happen?
Yeah, completely. Oh, and also, I have very passive-aggressively put a spare food bin next to where they stick all this.
I love it.
but that went wrong because it then filled with something disgusting and rainwater.
Oh,
okay,
no.
Now I feel like I'm supposed to touch that now and I cannot. But
the trouble with the food bin, nearly every week we go out, open the door, there it is, a lovely Harvest Festival thrown up on our doorstep. Some bloody fox or something just loves having a rummage and you don't, why am I bothering to be good?
Yeah, I mean, I was just this morning thinking it'd be much easier to not try to be a good person. You know, I feel like I should just connect with my inner a-hole and just go, yeah, do you know what? Now I'm racist and bigoted.
And I fly tip. No, I fly tip. That's what I do now.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a fly tipper.
That's what I do now,
I'm spreading it on my neighbour's doorsteps. Not even trying.
So, okay. So, lockdown's made you a good person.
A bad person. Made me a bad person.
And how are the kids?
I've been lucky. Like, I keep sort of thinking, God, it's really hard. And I like my kids. You know, how are these people doing who've got real head cases? My daughter's 11, so she's in year six. So she's gone back the last few weeks. So that has been a change, and she's really appreciated it. She was the one struggling, to be honest. She was the one, like, you know, finding it a lot harder because she was trying to do Zoom chats with her friends. And also year six, it's like this big end of primary school.
Especially
the production and the big events and whatever, all of that as well. That's gutting for her. But the little one, he's loved it. He's still, like, he doesn't want to go back to school, but he's hard work.
He's, just for everyone, he's six, is he?
He's five, yeah. Five. He's five. So, reception end. I mean, it's worse for his dad because he literally sits on his dad's shoulders sort of 24 hours a day.
Oh, God, yeah.
It's all in his ear. And we just got his school report, and I was laughing because it said on it, he likes to share his ideas. And I was thinking, doesn't he just? Always an ideas sharer.
And talking about missing out on end of school, would you share, Margaret, you put such a funny... well, you always put funny Facebooks up, but the one about, which has inspired our topic today, which we will get to in a minute. but when you were saying about you was hanging out your washing and you looked over and you saw next door's teenager sitting on his doorstep and who would have been finishing school, and you were saying about, you know,
you remember? I was saying...
But when you were finishing school, you were like going out clubbing. And...
Yeah, I really feel sorry for the teenagers as well, who were like, you know, because I don't know if you remember, but like the end of school for us, it was such a big, particularly like huge, the exams. It's just constant sort of beer gardens and breaking into parks and, you know, just sort of running right and feeling that the thrill of, oh, we're about to go into the world. And then I saw my poor next door neighbour who's done his A-levels and he was smoking something.
And you gave him a little mum wave.
I gave him a little mum wave. I know, because I always say, he went to the same school as I did. It was obviously, so I sort of still think, oh yeah, me and him. No, you're an old lady. He is not thinking, oh, there's that cool gumly girl. No. but he was, I really feel sorry for him.
My son has just shouted up, what's so funny?
Yeah, they're telling us off now, aren't they?
What's so funny? we've all got, because Hux is going to be five in a couple of weeks and Gemma's now is five. So, I would say...
So have they gone back in? Because reception was supposed to, but our school wasn't big enough to take the reception.
Oh, really? No, mine did. And
that's good.
Gemma, you did. Sorry.
Yeah.
And how's it been for them?
How's it been for them?
Yeah.
Personally, I've bored everyone on this podcast, so but I'll just tell you, Margaret, is I found it harder with the toddler because, like you said about loving it, actually, he's, I think a lot of time, Hux, apart from the homeschooling, he's been cool. He's at that age, he's not really bothered about mates massively. I don't know if that will come next year because he's like almost a whole year younger than Al, and I know Al has been missing friends, which we'll get to in a minute, but so I found it hard for the toddler because he was just getting to the age of interacting with other kids, and then now he doesn't. It's so sad. He doesn't go and cuddle anyone. And and he's just been hard work. It's a toddler. What do you do with a toddler in lockdowns? It's fucking... Yeah.
I was thinking hamster wheel. That's what you should do.
Well, we borrowed a bouncy castle for the garden for my nephew, and he's scared of it.
Absolutely classic.
Hux goes on it, but the toddler is scared of it. I don't know why. Oh. This is what lockdown has done to him.
Yeah. It's funny because I think you'd be scared if there were like loads of kids on it because it's like, oh, this is too much. But actually, it's just you. I'm sure that is like a dream, isn't it? Like an empty bouncy castle. I'm getting a bit.
I would love it.
This brings us on to sports. This is perfect segue, ladies.
There we go.
Yeah, and sports. Though I think he's scared of the fan thing.
I was going to say, is it the noise?
Yeah, it might be.
Yeah.
But, So this goes out to both of you. what was sports? Let's start off with you. So what, because, you know, looking over this topic, like I was saying off air, was that I realised, oh my God, I don't think about it now, but send shivers looking back, that I was terrible at all sports. And I've written down these three categories for us to look at: riding a bike, sports day, and swimming. But what, so what about yourself? Gemma, what was you like at sports at school?
Here's the thing, right? I wasn't, my sister was the sporty one, my older sister. She was the sporty and the drama one. I was more of the considered reader and
everyone. She's pointing at her brain.
She's pointing to her noggin.
Could have been anything,
However, what I was I seemed to be given the job of kind of leader. So I was kind of I was kind of the leader of sports teams, even though I wasn't very good at the actual activity. So there you go.
So you were organiser then? You were the good organiser?
Yeah, and kind of rallier and, you know, sort of coachy, cheerleadery. Yeah, that was me. But I wasn't, you know, I couldn't kick a ball. I couldn't run very fast or very far.
But it's funny, that seems to have given you a status. So I don't know, did that make you feel better about the fact that you couldn't do it? Like the fact that
I didn't care.
You had a role. Actually,
teaching as well, yeah. Because one of the people, because I wrote a thing about this on Facebook back in January. It's one of the things reasons we were talking about it.
Yes, it's inspired by Margaret's Facebook. Everything inspired by Margaret's Facebook.
But a friend of mine said, I don't know if I can find it, but he won a special prize for trampolining. But the prize was because he read out so beautifully the names of everyone who was going to. That's the job that he had, and that's the sort of thing that if you can get away with it, brilliant. I think as soon as those kids know that's a real wooden spoon of a prize.
Great teacher. My school would not have had that initiative. No. I did not have any roles. I read another one on there. I'm trying to get it, but I don't think I'm going to be able to find it, so I'll try and paraphrase it. Was one of your friends saying...
Too many
good ones. She, sports day, she was just like, no, not having it. So she sold snacks to the parents. Yes. And I was like, love that.
Love that. But imagine, I mean, so many schools. It's weird though, I don't know about you, because we're like of a similar vintage. Did you have those things where people picked teams? Because I'm not sure they even do that anymore, because they must have worked out. It's horrible. The fear that you have, like watching those, you know, watching the best people go in.
What, you mean the children pick the teams?
Children pick the teams, yeah.
Yeah, I remember having that with netball.
Yeah.
And I'm not just saying this for comedy effect, I was the last one fucking left. I was quite tall. I'm standing like, come on, I'm tall.
Yeah, because the tall ones, because I mean, in my class, the tall ones would always get picked, or, you know, because that's considered.
Yeah, tall. But I had no coordination.
You couldn't catch.
I couldn't catch. I couldn't dribble, whatever it is you do. I so wanted to be good
at netball. Actually, you don't dribble in netball, so maybe that was the problem that you were
trying.
That
was the problem.
Bounce the ball.
But like you said earlier, Margaret, it's so silly because at the time, I remember sports day that you know, you got your relay races, and basically, I think, I'm trying to remember now how it used to work was, and this is in secondary school, you'd sort of almost audition. So then it was like, you had the
trials.
What's the one where you throw something?
Shot put. Not a shuttle. You weren't throwing a shuttlecock.
No, I was about to say
shuttle.
Shuttlecock. But you know, you had all these different rounds, and I remember not being passing whatever it needed to pass for any of them, but everybody got to do the relay, which but then I wasn't fast runner, so then you just felt like everyone hated you because you're like letting that bit down, and you'd be second to last, so that you get the fast runner at the end, and then
See, I don't believe that there are any girls at all in history, teenage girls that enjoy PE. You got to get dressed in front of people, change in front of people. You got wobbly bits. Your tits are going everywhere. You got a sports bra. Forget it. Yeah. Nobody wants to bloody do it.
I'm really hoping that that has changed, because that was the biggest part. Like, we had those horrible little skirts, the sort of scratchy skirts.
And oh, yeah.
And knickers we had.
Yeah, navy
brown
knickers.
Thick knickers to wear over.
Like polyester-y type knickers as well.
Oh, horrible. I mean, it's thrash. It's thrash. It's just like, you
know. Oh, and leotards for dance. Because I was all right at the dance and well, the gym.
Of course you was, darling.
When those... When those pubes started escaping, no one wants to have that.
But here's something.
I mean, now you're allowed to wear leggings, you're allowed to wear tracksuit bottoms, because we weren't allowed to cover our legs. What purpose invented that?
You know what? They don't know they're born now, do they?
No.
They don't know they're born. I know in the primary school, obviously the teams are picked by colour. They're all like in a sort of house group, so they do it like that with things.
Oh, yeah. Gryffindor or whatever.
If it's random, it's fine.
Go on, Jem, sorry.
I've got a question for the dancer among us. I was, I came about a little gif of Dirty Dancing, Penny and Baby, when they're practicing and they're dancing together, and they're wearing a leotard,
yeah,
but with tights underneath the leotard, you know?
Yeah.
Would they be wearing knickers? Funny on tight? Like, because that doesn't sound very same. It sounds a bit to me
bad for. I mean, I'm always thinking about Lizzo. You know what Lizzo wears, and they look. I mean, I think she's obviously amazing, but I do worry about her thrush. You know.
Yes. Yeah. Is it like an occupational hazard with dancers that they're just thrushy all the time?
I mean. I think I did wear knickers underneath, like when I was a kid, I did. But probably, I mean, in that film, they probably didn't. They probably, you know.
Oh, not in Dirty Dancing, come on!
No, sexy thrush time.
But yeah.
Sexy thrush.
Just going around the whole film set.
The tone down.
You what?
I brought the tone down, I'm really sorry.
The secret... back behind the scenes of Dirty Dancing was that the cameraman had thrush because, you know, he's hanging off with...
Is Jennifer Grey on Twitter? We should ask her.
Yeah.
What's the secret of your no VPL?
Yeah.
This could be another great Facebook status question for you, Margaret. So going back, what Margaret was asking on Facebook was that you were finding your children, it was really hard for you to watch your children struggling at physical activities. So both of them struggle then, Margaret, do they?
Yeah, that's I was hoping that the little one would be, he's sort of a bit more confident, but actually both of them are perfectly confident. They just have no natural aptitude. And then gradually you realise, oh, I'm no good at this. And that stops you wanting to get involved, I think. But I was, so the last sports day that my daughter did last year, I went, and I, even though my heart was breaking inside, I was absolutely giving it, you know, the sort of woo supportive mum, but also like not pretending that it was going well. I kept going, it's nearly over, you've got one more thing to do. So all of her friends were really laughing in a good way, you know. Mm. But I just sort of, because I wanted to know that it's all right not to be good at everything, you know. It's fine. No one's good at everything.
It's cheesy, but we always try to do that. You know, it's just good to take part. And, you know, I don't know if you have this with the five-year-old, but, you know, with my five-year-old, luckily at the moment, he's just happy to take part. And when I turned up at the sports day last year and I looked at the different groups and I was like, oh, he's in a slow group.
Or with the wheelchair kid or whatever.
But just all of them that are just slow, slightly a bit, you know, bit not as good at sports.
Not as sporty. Yeah.
Not sporty.
Not as physically adept. As,
yeah. But as... up until then, I hadn't really thought about it with him.
Yeah. Well, I only really thought about it with the little one. He was fine in his sports day, but swimming has been bad. Although having said that, he's recently started saying, I miss swimming. And I was looking going, what? I mean, you screamed every single swimming.
Oh, really?
But it's good because it makes me think, okay, maybe he will be a bit more pleased to go.
Appreciate it now.
Yeah.
What about...
Scared.
The water is...
It is scary.
The water is scary.
Why is it that we treat swimming different to other sports? So why is it that well, maybe we have to swim, but we don't have to play cricket?
Die.
You can die. Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
You can't
die. You're not going to die
off cricket. You can't play cricket, Gemma.
I mean, you could actually. You could,
no, I think people have actually died. Actually, that's what I want.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's an amazing in your head. Danny Baker's autobiography where he talks about how a kid died at his school because he was hit in the head by a shot put. Yeah. And they just sort of covered it up because it was, you know, it was the 60s. They were just like, oh, well, that's embarrassing, isn't it?
I remember. I know.
Horrendous.
I do remember the teachers going, telling stories, so we'd be careful with the
javelin.
The javelin.
Yeah.
You know. All right, yeah.
One of the stories my friend told was getting 22 millimetres with the javelin.
Mm-hmm.
Threw a javelin, and she was like, it wasn't even centimetres. I was like, how did that happen? She must have fallen onto it.
Exactly. Just put it into the ground. Like, just like a stone.
Wow. Oh dear, all these things that just, it doesn't really matter for our future life. But Gemma, what about you with Al? What's he like at the sports?
I mean, he thinks he's brilliant at everything, even if he's never done it. It's bordering on like just I want him to be brought down a peg or two, to be honest with you. So I took him to watch a kung fu class, just because I just want him to do something.
Yeah.
Not in a pushy way, but I just want him to do something. Anyway, so we went and watched it, and it was lovely actually. I thought it was a really good class. We left, I said, so what do you fancy it? And he went, oh no, I don't need to, I can really do kung fu. So this is what he does, every single thing that I try and get him to do. Oh, no, I can do that. It's probably fear.
I was going to say, is it a fear cover-up?
I'm sure it is. But the swimming, I mean, that needs to be addressed. The thing is, I'm not the woman to teach him because I can't swim very well. I'm terrified of water. So I'm just like, let's go swimming. You know, stop.
Exactly, I'm sure they pick up on that as well. I was mortified. The second week that we went, he reacted so badly in this, like, it's a group lesson that the teacher said, can you get in next week? And I was like, oh my god. And I don't mind, but I actually like swimming, but I did not enjoy, you know, being with just a load of 5-year-olds and one bloke in his, you know, with his top off, go, hello, darling, I'll hold on to you. It was not fun. But it's good, I think, because my mum's Canadian and we used to go to Canada in the summers. And I think if you are somewhere hot and there's a, like, she lived on Lake Ontario, we were just in the lake all the time. And it just didn't occur to me to be scared or, you know, you just sort of get used to it. But my kids, they're so... London, you know, there's no, but I think it's cold and it's cold and it's scary. And
yeah, I guess, yeah. And I thought about it before, but I guess the swimming pool, it's because it's so, there's no choice. You walk in, it's not even like a swimming pool on holiday. So this is what, okay, we're here, and you stand there, and it's like,
that's what you're there for.
Confined. Yeah. Whereas, like you say, if you're at the beach or whatever, there's all other stuff going on. And yeah, I've never really thought about it. That's, but I'm,
yeah, and you get hot and you want to go in because it's, you know,
water's your friend as opposed to
water is your friend. That's it. Yes.
But I was the classic, like, my mum, I mean, you know, as you all know, I had an older mum, she never took me swimming, she couldn't swim. My neighbour had to take me swimming, so she took me of a weekend on a Saturday. I was absolutely petrified, mostly of all the bigger kids that used to jump in. And one time they did purposely jump in on my head.
Oh.
And I was like, I don't want to go anymore, Alison. And then...
Alison.
Alison's statement. So then I also got Alison's hand-me-down bra. That's another story.
Oh my God. That is not what you want. I don't even want
to think training bra.
Hand-me-down bra.
You know, like your neighbours would give you a bag of clothes. Well, they did me anyway.
Yeah.
And it's like, and there was bras in there from Alison. Alison was about, I don't know, 8 years older than me. And so there was little bras with little choo-choo trains on it, because, you know, if it's got choo-choo trains on...
Oh my God, that's weird.
It's a slow set.
What is that? What is that? No, don't say that like everyone's got an experience of this. I've never seen a bra with a train on it.
Really? No!
And not a choo-choo train.
Your way to puberty.
This is appalling.
Oh my God.
It's harrowing.
I'm so happy. Can I just say, I was so happy with these trainer bras. I was sticking socks down them.
Training? Why is it called? Why is it training you to do it?
Awful! What an awful expression!
Why is this bloody handmaid's tail bra training you to be a woman?
Training your boobs up to be
big. Oh God, you're right. No.
It's horrible, creepy.
Oh no! Right, that's a but. If there was a room 101, let's put trainer bra words in there. Yeah, so I was awful. So eventually I tried, and then swimming with school is just horrendous. Mm. Remember the girl that was always off every week because she had grommets?
That was me. I have grommets.
You always have grommets.
Yeah.
I would pray for verrucas. Please let me have a verruca.
I remember having a really bad cold and our head teacher went, did you know that going in the cold water is good for a cold? It was one of them.
Well, they wouldn't say that now, would they?
No.
COVID-wise, not so...
so good. So eventually, I did learn in Cyprus on holiday, you know, no pressure, just like you say. You want to cool down.
Yeah.
But not all everyone can go on holiday.
That's such a downer thing.
Well, not everyone can go on holiday.
That is Hattie saying that.
I remember going to swimming as a little primary school with school, and I was one of the only few left in the baby pool quite late on. Like, I was too old to be in the baby pool.
Yeah,
same.
And did your teachers have a stick with the hook on the end?
No, but somebody was talking about this. To push you off the sides.
Oh yeah, and I remember I'd be there grabbing, holding on. They go, get off, and I'd be like, no, horrible.
I read that, Margaret. Someone said they sort of would push them back in.
Yeah.
That's how to cause nightmares and
honestly. Okay, so we're all saying, but can we all swim? No. So you're all, I love swimming now. It's turned around. I just absolutely love it. It's my thing.
Yeah, I do too. I'm no good at it. I can do a sort of shoddy breaststroke.
Yeah.
I can't do front crawl still.
I do a really weird front crawl. And I remember a swim dog used to take a piss out of me. And I'd go, nope, I'm doing it. Just leave me alone.
I've never had anything. Photo from Victorian times where they used to try and teach kids to swim in the playground. And so they've got pictures of these kids lying on their tummies. Just flailing around. So this is, and in fact, there was a girl last week who was supposed to go to Zoom guides with my daughter, and her mum said she won't be coming because she's got a Zoom diving class.
Oh please!
I was like, I really want to know about that. I really want to know what the hell that is. How can you possibly dive on Zoom from your home?
Diving into the pool, into a paddling pool.
Yeah, or maybe they've got a pool.
I spent some time in Tanzania, and I was teaching out there, doing my Princess Diana bit. Don't like to talk very much, but they would teach sports out of a textbook in the classroom because they had fuck all, you know. And
not even the space to do it.
I managed to get some balls, and and I took them out to teach them to play netball. You know, but they would. Oh, it's PE now. Let's open up our PE textbook and I'll read to you.
Gemma, when they were doing the netball, like, would they... Because I'm always wondering, like, you know, I feel guilty about it, about my kids. And I think if I went and played with them outside loads more, maybe they would get better, you know, get good enough. And I never know how much of it is just talent. Like, you know, were there kids who were just instinctively good at netball? Or were they like, we've never done this before? I don't know what.
I think it's just, I think people are just sporty, aren't they? I don't think you can teach.
Yes.
Talent. Yes. It's that thing of it. It's just like, you know, maybe you can.
You can improve.
You can improve, yeah. you can get a bit better.
Yeah. But I think generally if you can't catch a ball, it's going to be difficult to teach.
Yeah.
Once you're able to catch a ball. Like, I think if there's a certain age, there must be a certain age that either you can catch or you can't. Yeah. I reckon.
Yeah, because like, if we think about it, like I did, you know, 14 years of school of education, we were doing PE all the time. I don't think I got much better at catching.
No.
Or throwing.
No. I haven't improved swimming since I was about 7. Like, that's it, I topped out.
Would you do adult lessons, Gemma?
I thought about it.
Really?
It's just the idea of just having to put a freaking costume on and all that. Yeah. I just can't. If I could do it in, like, I was going to say a pair of knickers and vest, but that's what swimming costume is. I'm not quite sure.
I think they would love it.
I don't know.
Oh, God. Yes.
I probably would.
Yeah, the admin of swimming is the bad bit, is the sort of like carrying a wet towel around for the
wet hair and just the smell of like bleach and blah. And it's that thing of like there's just hair everywhere. Like you're going to change your room, there's
Well, I'm thinking so because the gyms and swim pools are going to be opening in 2 weeks. If depending on when you're listening to this, I don't know if you're listening to the show chronologically. It's 16th of July, 2020, for future time capsules. So, 2 weeks' time. And I will be going swimming because I've missed it so much. But I was saying yesterday, I'm not going to use the change room. I'm going to walk in my swimming costume.
From the car.
Get in the pool, come out, get me sarong on and out. Sarong? Is it sarong?
Yeah. Towel or whatever, yeah.
Now, what's the like glamorous thing you just shove over?
Yeah,
oh, like kimono. A poncho,
like a kimono thing.
You need to go like the kid, get with the kids, a toweling poncho.
Yeah, the toweling poncho. And I just squelch my flip flops out and go, I'm out of here.
Where will you be doing this, Hattie? Because I'm sure you'll have a lot of spectators if you tell people.
I'm really lucky, Margaret. I've got a swimming pool. It's literally at the end of my road.
Oh, you see, that's so nice.
So, but I've just missed it so much. But I wouldn't go with the kids for a long time. It's too. I hate going. I was going to say something about swimming. It's one of my pet hates. I was doing swimming lessons with Hux when he was younger, but like we're talking like 2, 3, and just the whole getting them changed and getting them poor, and then he enjoys
themselves and all that.
Oh, and you've got to try and get yourself dressed and they're running about. They're trying to crawl under somebody else's trying. This is my kids anyway.
Yeah.
Nightmare. And I stopped the lessons. I felt a bit guilty because I was like, literally, I stopped it because of the stress. I was like, I can't.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
And lucky for one thing is that my kids both seem very confident in the water. Really confident, ridiculously confident. Like when we're walking in to go into the pool, they're just going, they can't swim yet, but they're going, jump in. I'm like, ah!
Oh, that's great though. That is good.
I think it is. It's the way to do it. Like do it when they're too young to think about it. Do you know what I mean? They'll just jump in. Like I do remember taking my daughter when she was tiny, and her walking in. You know, so the shallow end was one of those really really like very slow gradient. But anyway, she just kept walking. She kept walking until it covered her face, and I was like, no. You have to stop at some point.
Why can't I breathe?
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure I'll be able to breathe.
Very holy. It was very holy.
Yeah. Yes, thinking about it, maybe it was a church.
Oh. Yeah, very Dead Sea-ish or whatever.
Baptism. Yeah. What about those baptisms where they just plonk all of you in a pool? Anyway.
No.
So, moving on to something else inspired also by a comment on your Facebook, which I know it was from because I remembered it so clearly, was lovely Alice Lowe.
Yes.
Wonderful actress and writer, filmmaker. That's the sort of circles that Margaret moves in. And, She put up about the cycling proficiency and that she'd failed it twice, I think she said. And I came in and said, Alice, 4 times. Thank you very much.
4 times.
You passed it on the 4th time.
You did, okay. And what did you fail it on the first 3?
Well, this is the question. That was the first question my husband asked me, Margaret, and I can't remember. I had a very old clapped out bike, and I remember that the first two, obviously you did 1 year and then the next year, you have to wait till they come round. For those who don't know, cycling proficiency is to help you ride on the road. So then the next year, I then had to go to another school to do it. So how embarrassing was that? Oh, I didn't even know anyone.
And were you taller than everyone as well?
Yeah, they're all little kids. Oh, I don't know, just probably not putting my arm out at the right time. And
well, actually, if you do have a clapped out bike, it is harder, because if you're sort of holding the bike together,
yes.
then that will
clenching your thighs together, just trying to hold on.
If I relax, yeah. the whole thing
won't. I'm a little bit like my, which is one thing where I think my son, my oldest son, is, as I say, confident in the water, and he's confident with sports, but he's a bit like me, where his mind wanders. And I think that's what's happening in the cycling proficiency. I think my mind was just wandering, like, oh, that's a nice house, blah, 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 not listening.
Yeah.
Did either of you have to do this at school?
I never even took it. My sister did. My sister did me. There's a few things that I missed out, because my school, at my primary school, my class was so big that they just couldn't be bothered. Like, we never did any trips or anything. They were just like, oh. There's one trip we did where we all went on a bus, like on a London bus together, because, you know, it was...
Where did you go? Museum?
Yeah, it must have been. Can't remember. One of the museums, anyway.
Oh, you missed out on getting little rubbers in the gift shops and...
Oh, gift shop.
Nicking things, yeah.
Yeah, nicking things in the gift shop.
Getting lost.
You what?
Getting lost.
Yeah.
Buying one of those massive pencils with a rubber on. All right, go on.
Yeah. No, so we didn't even do it, but I'm fairly certain I would have
passed.
No, failed. Same as the swimming. I sort of feel like I can do it in that I won't die, but nothing more than that. I couldn't like take my hands off the handlebars or anything. I couldn't do a wheelie.
Is that, oh, a minute, I can hear a baby crying. So I'll just leave him. He's not a baby, he's a toddler now.
He needs to learn.
What was the point of it? I did it, but I can't remember what the...
It didn't change your life.
No, it wasn't like, oh, now you've done that, you can do this. It was just...
I think, maybe you're not allowed to... Maybe you can ride on the road. Now, maybe I'm not allowed to ride on the road still.
Officially, you're probably not.
I am. Well, my bike.
I remember when I was older and a lot older, I went to uni and I had a bike and stuff. And then thinking, right, now I can really put it into play. You know, I'm 20. But then I felt stupid, like, put my arm out.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
There's nothing like sexy about also, me rocking up.
Yeah, if you're chatting people up by saying, I've got my cycling, showing them your cycling proficiency certificate, then I can't imagine that would go very... I don't know of any men who would be like, it's what I want in a woman. My number one quality is cycling proficiency.
It doesn't sound very boy racery either. I imagine that there's a lot of men that don't have it, don't need it, mate.
But you're making me think, you know, you were saying, you either, you know, with sports, like you're either good at it or not. You either catch ball or you just that sort of money. But with things like riding a bike, is that the same? Because that's like balance, obviously. So it is the same, I guess.
I think there is natural, you know, like there's people who I had 5 driving lessons and passed first time.
Yeah.
And then others, like me, who had 65 lessons and I can drive this, and I'm fine, but it just took me, I didn't have, it was just too many limbs, too many things to do with limbs.
It's that set of talents that you need for that. I mean, I've never even had a driving lesson. And in fact, a friend of mine, when I told a friend that sometimes I go to cross the, if I'm listening to music, I go to cross the road, like, you know, when the chorus comes in rather than when the lights are changing. And he said to me, will you promise me you'll never drive, Margaret? I said, yeah, right, I promise.
I'm trying to think of a song now.
So yeah, some people just aren't suited to.
Well, yeah. It won't surprise you that I did take my driving test and I failed two, and then I ran out of money and I didn't continue. And that was years ago. And
yeah,
I've always just felt like the road is safer without me on it.
I agree. I'm the same. Yeah. So, my parents didn't drive, so
did they? Don't make me neither.
No, and I think it's quite a London-y thing, isn't it? It's like if you go anywhere else, then you'd have to learn to drive. You
yeah, if you've been driving like 15, they're like, oh,
yeah, exactly, they're yeah, done. Yeah.
But it's nice that all my nieces and nephews have all learned to drive, and it was like, you know, got out there. But no, my mum didn't. My dad drove, but he drove a. Because he drove a bus for a living for most of his life. But we never had a car. We just couldn't really afford it. We were quite poor. And
well, if you've got a bus, you don't need it.
We don't. We and we could go on them for free.
No, did you?
Of course we could. We can hop on it. And I used to love that my dad knew all the bus drivers. Quite built. And then he'd be like, twat that stands at the front and talk to them.
Talk to the driver.
And you're like, oh, dad's embarrassing. But it's just that, you know, what are you talking about, for God's sake? Buses and, I don't know. Was it busy last night?
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm just thinking now, God, none of my sisters, I don't think were particularly, I don't know. I think I'll have to ask them. Like, I don't know whether at school they was. I don't think of them being sporty now. Sorry, sisters, if you're listening, but I don't. But one of my sisters went into the army, so I'm thinking maybe she was. She must have been, but she's she does love dancing. She's on the dance.
No, I was going to say, because anything with hand-eye coordination, no. But I can do, you know, I'm flexible. I have, you know, rhythm and stuff. It's just different skills.
Is it different? Is it different? Quite a serious question. It is. Yeah. See, I'm not a very good dancer. I love to dance, but I'm not a, you know, I'm not a natural. I'm too stiff. I'm not really a
right. Not,
yeah. No. But again, I wonder if that's just that social, you know, tensions creeping in. You know how all kids like sit up beautifully, like they've all got perfect posture. Until they get a bit more, you know, as time goes on, they get a bit more hunched or slumped or whatever, because you sort of you look around and you get self-conscious.
Yeah. Yes, and you want to,
hide. Oh, it's like getting tits. I mean, everyone, all the girls got worse posture when their tits get cover them up. You remember there was a celebrity, a reality show, which was the Olympics. This is years and years ago.
Jamie Theakston.
I think Jamie Theakston, yes.
Yeah.
And I remember was the women's one. Because the guy, Shane from Boyzone, won the first one, right?
Oh,
and he was just one of those people that was a natural athlete. Like every single category he nailed. He could just do it all. He could do, you know, gym, he could do cycling, all of it. But I really enjoyed the women's one, where Mel Giedroyc did, they did gymnastics, right? And all the women, I can't remember who it was like Linda Lusardi and people. And some of them were all right, you know, could do a cartwheel and a bit of a flip and whatever, Mel Giedroyc. And you could see her laughing hysterically. She just about did one forward roll. And it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. In fact, occasionally I go onto YouTube to try and find it.
Really?
Watching a grown woman. But you think, well, why should she be? That's not her thing. Yeah. Why should she be able to do flips and, you know, cartwheels?
That would have been me. I would love to have done what was it, everyone, just like a backflip some of the girls could do, or even a cartwheel. Did you do cartwheels?
I can do cartwheels. In fact, the last tour I did, the guy whose show it was rang and said, is there anything that you can do that's impressive that can be the punchline of a joke? And I was like, oh, I can do a cartwheel and I can do the splits. So maybe I could do a cartwheel into the splits. And then I was like, oh my God, what have I just suggested? But then
did I do it
every single night. I've got had bruises all over my legs, but every single night I did a cartwheel into the splits.
Wow.
The reason it was funny is because people don't expect me to be able to do that.
Right.
You know, I'm a woman in my 40s in a comedy show. Nobody's going, oh yeah, She looks like she can do that.
And did you, I mean, obviously there's technique and stuff, obviously, you know, as gymnasts just aren't born being able to, you know, backflip and whatever. However, so did you have a natural ability to, like you said, you're bendy and stuff like that, and then those skills were honed?
Are you flexible,
Margaret? Yeah. Oh, do you know what? It's one of those things that, because I couldn't do the splits until I was 29 or something, and it's because I just haven't tried, you know. But now,
it's hard enough.
But now I make sure that I do it quite a lot, because I assume that's the way, you know, because there are like 80-year-olds who can do the splits, but presumably that's because they do it every single day. Because if you go,
can, yeah, you can sort of.
What's stopping you doing the splits? Is it your hips?
I know, I was going to say, it's just not the time, Gemma. I'll just disappear on Zoom.
But is it your hips? So what is it allows you to do it?
It's hamstring, it's everything, isn't it? Like, it's
your
all
bum as well?
Muscles. Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, look, I mean, it's a natural, like somebody said that everyone's got things that they're, places they're more bendy and places that they
just... Yeah, I've got funny arms.
Look at them.
It's funny.
If you're watching this on Patreon, you can see Gemma's funny arms.
It's funny, yeah. It hasn't got me anywhere. It hasn't helped me in any way.
No, many of these skills.
I remember my mum saying she wasn't very sporty. I remember her saying when I was quite young, your nan could always touch her toes. And I remember right up until she died, she could still touch her toes. And I remember thinking, well, that's a good thing. I'll do that. And I can.
There you go.
There you go.
And do you make sure you do it, like, regularly?
Well, the funny thing was, there was a time I forgot for a while. And I was like, wow, I can't do it. So I had to sort of...
Yeah, exactly. I think back it's true. Practicing. You do have to,
But that has not stayed me... It's not improved my life. It's not come up in a job spec to say, can you touch your toes? And I was thinking then when you said that, other actors will know that, you know, on Spotlight and stuff, you have to put skills and stuff. And that's another thing where I'm like, oh, I wish I could put that. I can't even put that on roller skate. It's like, you have to tick different boxes. And yeah, it's like, rollers. I've had a few commercials come up where they go, can you roller skate? And I'm like, no, I remember trying. I wasn't too bad at 13, 14, because obviously it's something about when you're younger, I think. Obviously.
Yeah.
And then a couple of years later, a bit older, and it was like, whoa, I cannot.
Yeah, I can't roll a blade. I think I could, if you gave me the boots, I'd probably be all right. You know, the ones that are more like a car.
Like a roller boot.
Yeah.
Like a car on your foot.
Just boots with no
stoppers on. With stoppers on.
With stoppers, I love those stoppers.
Honestly, there was a period with promo work. There was so much promo where it was like, oh, all the girls have to be roller skating. I was like, that's me out then. I'll be there.
Something again, like quite sinister, sexy about it.
It's sexy, like, yeah.
Roller skating.
Agreed. There's something.
What is it? Well, what is it? Did what's someone sexy roller skate once and that's the end of it?
I don't know.
Because you won on a, what's that film with the porn, about the porn? But a porn film with the Boogie Nights.
Boogie Nights.
Yeah,
Boogie Nights. And Heather, what's her face? She was Roller Girl, wasn't she, or something?
Yes. Does it make them more vulnerable?
That they could trip over them on their arse? Or
maybe they could escape them.
With their arse in the air.
How they can escape? Well, how can that be sexy?
Yeah, what's sexy is being trapped.
Oh,
the flattest, most uncomfortable shoes, flip flops. That's it. You can't run in flip flops.
Heeled flip flops.
Skating's a weird thing, isn't it? Because you've got like the cool kind of guys on the blades. And like, if you've ever been to LA, as I have, you know, you see all the guys, it's mostly guys on the blades, quite sort of cool. But then my husband talks about in the 90s. He can't hear a 90s song on the radio. He goes, without him reminding him of going round the skating rink with his mum just sitting there waving and him going round and night could be the night could be or whatever, I don't know,
Night crawlers.
Night crawlers. I love your smile. Hi, Mom.
Or was it skating or ice skating? Like
he was roller skating. Skating.
Roller disco. Okay.
But just roller disco. Yeah, going round. And he's like, just go round and round. And your mum just waving. Got snacks. You want a snack?
Exercise, it counts.
Just that whole waving thing as kids go round. Mm. Now, you know, something like, oh, I'm a parent, I'm like, oh, shit. So, you know, just like...
so much waving. It's
all waving. Like, fucking hurry up.
Gemma is doing a very funny visual.
Yeah. Get on that Patreon.
Take that word for it. It's really funny.
One of the first times, yeah, I thought, oh, I'm a proper parent, was when I put him on one of those little rides that literally just goes a centimetre, yeah. And then you have to wave. And I was like, oh, I'm a proper parent.
Yeah, tick, done that.
But now, 5 years later, I'm like, wave.
Bless them.
We kind of feel like we've covered all the sporty things. I don't think there's any other ones that I missed out. So we let's give you a bit of time, Margaret, to tell us about our new section, which is your sort of like dream, and we thought we'd make it night out, obviously, because we've all been stuck in. So your dream sort of child-free night out. So where would you go? Who would you go with? Where are you going? What are you eating?
Yeah, you
I'm going to say 3 or 4 things because we have had people realistically choose about 60. So I think we have to sort of narrow it down and within the realms of reality. I mean,
you
can't. To a certain extent.
No. It's fine.
Gemma will ask the first opening question though, Gemma.
Okay. Have you ever been in a helicopter?
No, but you know what? I've got to the age now where I think I have been. Like, I think I've seen enough. Like, you know, because earlier on I talked about helicopters, didn't I? And I was thinking, was I in a helicopter? Did I go in a helicopter? And I didn't. I've just seen enough films that I don't.
You feel like you've been in one. I don't need to.
Done it.
Have any of you done that? What is it? You know, is it paragliding? We jump out of the... aeroplane.
No, parachuting or paragliding. Is paragliding the one behind the boats? I'd quite like to do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
parasailing.
There's a lot of para things, isn't
there?
And it's all just being dragged along a beach by a boat, isn't it? Or some kind of go-kart.
I know,
just lift up your legs and hope for the best.
Anyway, Margaret. So, okay. So, you're not. We just do that as a bit of fun. But yeah, take us through... It's the beginning of the night. Where are you going?
Yeah, do you know what? One of the weird things that I'm missing in lockdown is getting ready. I think this is part of the reason I bought a fringe. It's like I genuinely miss the kind of... the listening to music or a podcast and whatever and just taking your time doing your hair and makeup. It's pathetic, isn't it? But I think that this is what lockdown is doing, is it's making people really appreciate tiny, tiny things. That's what it's doing for me as well. I found, in fact, I nearly changed my lock screen on my phone from my kids, who I see all the time, to a favourite pub. You know, I honestly found myself doing a virtual tour of a pub that I like on my phone. So yeah, I'll go to that pub, but I'll go.
Which pub's that?
Where is it?
The Dove in Hammersmith, which is on the river, and it's just absolutely love, you know, proper old cozy little pub on the river.
And are you dressing up?
Yeah, I'll dress up a bit. In fact, a friend of mine once said that, I was thinking tonight, have I Margaretted it? And I was like, what do you mean? And she said, just really overdressed. But it's fine, I take it. I like it.
It's better than saying, shall I Margaret it? I just look like a tramp.
Exactly.
So
heels.
And who you take? So the fringe isn't clipped in.
No, maybe I should clip the fringe in. I'm going out. This is my new look.
So are you? Who's coming with you?
Well, I know it's soppy, but I think it might just be me and my husband, because although we see each other all the time, we haven't had a proper conversation and laugh.
I'm with you on that one.
Haven't been surrounded by the crap in my house and our children constantly talking to us, or, you know, like, even once they've gone to bed, there's stuff to, like, one of them will have a nightmare and one of them has to be taken to the loo, and, you know.
Oh.
Never, you know, that weird thing of people saying, oh, well, parenthood's a full-time job. It's like, no, it's more than a full-time job.
Yeah.
It's 24 hours a day. You don't get time off from it, you know. If you have a full-time job, you get to go home and switch off.
Yeah. This is true. Not, but,
yeah. So I'll just go with him on the tube, because that's exciting these days. Oh, we should go and eat something that the kids would hate. So, like,
oh yeah,
sushi or seafood.
Oh,
something.
Okay.
Something that would be difficult.
Bit of raw fish.
Bit of raw fish. Love a bit of raw fish. But someone was saying, "Oh, yeah, kids. You know, about kids and sushi again. Well, kids hate sushi." And I was like, well, "What about Japanese kids?
Yeah,
they must be."
I said the same thing when when I got pregnant, and the doctor said to me, "Don't eat any raw fish." So what, the bloody Japanese just don't eat when they're pregnant? Is that right? Is that?
It's another one of them.
Two
people have done it, and they've been sick, or, you know, had awful thing happen, so that
they're just trying to stop you being more sick.
And we all have to suffer.
I think I might have mentioned this before, but I had a friend who, a French friend who, when she was pregnant, she went to the doctors and they said, when you drink wine, make sure it's a very good vintage. That was
I love that
advice. Yeah.
Oh, what's her name? Cameron Diaz bought out her own wine. There's a random fact for you.
See? That seems to be a thing. George Clooney's brought out his own whiskey.
Hey.
Yeah.
But she, just because I happened to watch this video, I was like, you know, when you go, why am I watching this long video of her talking about how I really love wine, but I realised I wanted to have good stuff. And we were like, how can we have a wine and put good stuff in it? And then when we looked into it, shock horror. It was shock horror to me, wasn't it? Yeah, and you, yeah. Was that they just put in crap stuff. So she's made this pure wine that's got no crap in it. Anyway, end of the infomercial.
That's what I'll be having with my raw fish.
You can have...
a glass of Cameron Diaz.
A glass of Cameron Diaz.
Is that what she's called it?
I don't know. I didn't get to the end of the video.
Because you thought, what am I doing?
So what percent is it? What percent is it?
Oh, don't.
We're kids.
So you're going to this pub and...
And then to a sushi restaurant.
So, and you just over there to the pub? Are you a person who... We've had some surprises of... finding out people that are not kind of like going out for a dance type person. Would you stay there and just be happy with a quiet night at the pub on the river?
I mean, I do. I like a dance. As we've established, I want to get out and do the splits on some dance floor somewhere.
Yeah.
But my husband really wouldn't enjoy it. So that would be literally him watching me dance, which we have done before.
Yeah, my husband's watched me dance for 8 years, I think.
So, yeah, he'd end up on his phone or reading his book while I dance. So
maybe there'll be a DJ at this pub, you know.
Yeah, maybe. But I suppose the reason I was thinking about doing something more physical, like, again, lockdown, you don't want to be going to the cinema. Although going to the cinema is really very different, isn't it, from the Netflix experience. Do you know when Hamilton came out? You know, Hamilton came out on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
And I miss going, I really do miss going to the theatre. That would probably be on my list. And so I genuinely got a plastic wine glass and had some quite warm white
wine.
And I was genuinely in the theatre. I feel like that's a proper theatrical experience.
Wasn't it good?
Yeah.
Wasn't good.
Yeah, watched it twice.
We cancelled Disney Plus the day after because it was the end of our thing. Otherwise, I would have done.
Oh, yeah. I haven't got Disney Plus.
Brilliant.
Got
I love
all
it.
The others. Right. Well, we'll let you go, but not go.
Well,
go.
Know, it's nap time, so.
it's yeah. We I think we said this off air, didn't we? I don't know what life is merging now. But Margaret normally has a nap in the afternoon. We've talked to her in the afternoon.
So I mean, I should absolutely deny this, shouldn't I? Because I'm ashamed, really ashamed of it.
I very occasionally, because the toddler still has an afternoon nap, but it's that pressure of, and you'll remember this because you're both out of nap period, but you've thought, God, I've got an hour and a half to, what do I do? And very occasionally, I mean, with the first one, I would always just nap. But yeah. Now I'm like, there's so much to do, I feel guilty having a nap. But very occasionally, if I'm really, really tired, I've got no choice. I'm just...
Yeah.
I'm with you. Once they're older, and they're both at school, naps ahoy.
Well, if there's another pandemic, anyway. It's only the pandemic making me nap.
Right, so anything you want... So I meant to ask about work and stuff, Margaret. So have you had any sort of Zoom auditions and stuff? Or
I've had one Zoom audition, which I didn't get, but was fine. Although it was weird, like, there's always someone in the audition who doesn't say anything, it just sits there, and it was weird that they even had that on Zoom. why have they got a receptionist? I don't understand.
Yeah.
why do we need you?
Yeah, for people who don't know, if you're going to an audition, sometimes it's just one casting person behind the camera and that'll be it. But a lot of the time there's like three or four people, and some of the time two of those people just be on their laptop and they don't even look.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, talking about sandwiches.
So can we get a takeaway for it too? Anyway.
No, I did a couple of voiceovers for Channel 5 documentaries.
Nice.
And I went in, it was too difficult to do it over Zoom, and I had to do stuff to match the pictures. And so I did go in to the studio. And obviously, a voiceover, it's quite easy to not interact with anyone. And, to, you know, it's just
me and
my little booth and sound engineer in his little booth. But the first thing the sound engineer said to me was, he said, I've seen what the cleaners do in there. It's amazing. They do literally everything. He said, but if you do get it, it'll have been from Jeremy Clarkson.
Oh, no.
Of course it would.
Because he was the last person in there.
He ain't wearing a mask, is he? Definitely.
No, absolutely not.
Not wearing a mask of any kind. Okay, so anything you'd like people to... go to, Margaret.
There's always do the right thing, which you meant, yeah. You know, kindly mentioned in the first thing. That's these things that are online that last forever.
But haven't you been doing some lockdown ones?
Yeah, we did. Towards the beginning, we did some Twitch streaming things.
Yes.
Many of those. But it was exciting. They have little people write little messages that come up on the screen. So it's like being heckled during your gig.
I know, it's weird, isn't it? I've done a few Zoom gigs, and most of them I've been hosting it, and I just go, oh, I'm not going to look at the comments. It's you know, too much to concentrate. But I've loved them. You can look into people's houses, and I just go, oh, Julie, let's have a look. You know, let's talk to you. And so people, if they don't want to talk, like in a real gig, they don't talk.
Most
of the time, I made one mistake. One guy, he was immeasurable. I really regretted pointing him out to talk to him. And, you know, like, it was like one of my first times. So I was warming up and I was just like, okay, we'll just move on. It's the new world. And this is what we all got to get used to.
It's a shame that you can't just make them disappear.
I did a call back to it later on. I was like, well, I'm not going back to Nigel, whatever his bloody name was. I said that, and everyone laughed. They were like, in with me, you know, luckily.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So just, yeah, follow Margaret. If you're lucky enough to be her Facebook friend, you'll still enjoy her funny Facebook statuses. I'll say thank you. You don't have to go. Thank you, Margaret Cameron Smith.
Waving to the Patreon people.
Waving. Thank you, Gemma Beagley. Please do keep listening and subscribing and telling everyone, because that's how we get around. Thank you. Bye.
You've been listening to the Funny Mummies podcast with me, Hattie Ashdown. Thank you to my panel and guests today. Edited and produced by Scott Kingsnorth in association with Screaming of Laughter, the lunchtime comedy club where babies can come too. These shows go out live on Soho Radio for The Other Woman Show. See schedule for details. Please subscribe, rate and review and share this podcast. We really appreciate it, and it's the only way more people can find us. So see you next time for more Mum and Tonic.